Today's lecture from Sri Singh Sahib Ji is entitled Happiness and the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. It was first given on September 27th, 1987.
Subject we are talking about, the happiness source and the conception of happiness, and Sikh Dharma. The subject is very simple. If you concentrate, I'll try to relate as Guru dictates, and I'll try to narrate to it so that you can understand why we bow to a book. That's the question. You call it a holy book, I call it the living Guru. And I apologize when the Indian Sikhs also, who are real, who call them real Sikhs, call it a holy book. It's not a holy book. Never it was, never it is, never it will be. It's very unfortunate that in India we are under so much Brahmanism that we have forgotten what Guru has taught us. Actually, Guru took us from that nonsense, and we are not making any sense to the world at all. So we are on the crossroad of understanding. Understanding is very simple. This harmonica ends the era, starts another era. So in that, I would like to ask you to concentrate, and that the subject is happiness and the Sri Guru Granth. That's the subject I will relate around. And if I cannot do service to it, it is my privilege. If I can do service to it, it is my prayer. So I'm not asking you to judge it. I'm just asking you to share with me.
Teri merda bulna tudhe aage ardaas Guru, Guru Vahe Guru, Guru Ramdas, Aad Gure Name, Jugaad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Sri Guru Deva Name.
Vahe Guru Ji ka Khalsa, Vahe Guru Ji ki Fateh. Sri Guru Granth has 1430 pages. It is the only recorded factual teaching which cannot be altered, because it is in poetry, therefore it has a rhythm, it has a rhyme, and it has a seal of the writer on it. Secondly, it is the only recorded teaching which can be remembered by heart, because it has a meter, it has a music to it. Music represents itself the celestial nature of the man, and it makes the beast to be brought into the state of ecstasy of the mind. To irritating mind, the most soothing thing is the music. Whether it's Western, Eastern, German, Japanese, doesn't matter. Music is music. And the power of the music is, it has its own penetration. And man has no defense against it. The mental archer takes the bow of the thought and takes the insecurity and throws it all around. But when it is encountered by a music and by a thought which is divine in a music, it totally zeroes it. So man's depression, man's weakness, man's point of desiation of his life can be totally encountered by musical rhythm of the Guru. It's very unfortunate that when we do the music, we do not understand what is being sung most of the time. But in the West, we have decided that whatever Shabad we read, we understand what it is, and we play the music which is understood, and whole Sangat should sing with it. It is not giving and taking, it is doing. Actually, when we do the music and we sing the Shabad of the Guru, we should make it a point that we should know next Sunday what we are going to sing. Then we should have Shabad with everybody in his hand. People do lot of service and sacrifice by coming to the Guru, because you are nuts. Soul is subtle. You do not know that you live because of the soul. And you are idiots because you do not know how to feed the soul. You think you are doing a favor by coming to the Guru's house. It's not true. I am acknowledging that favor. By coming to the Guru house, you think you have done a great sacrifice today. It's not true. You have done nothing. Actually, by coming here, by controlling yourself, controlling your emotion, and taking this time, you have just given priority to your soul. Whether you come here, whether you enrich yourself really the way you should, whether you engulf in that really, whether you calm your mind really or not, that is the second question. That is still a personal achievement. But the fact you have come here is a great sacrifice. You should have been going to movies, you should have been going to the park, you should have been going to meet your boyfriend, you should have been sleeping still with your husband. There's no need coming here. You came here just to declare one thing, that your soul has a chance once a week. That's all it's about. It's no big deal. And you have come here to recognize that so long your soul is there, in the rib cage, you are alive. And you have recognized that your life depends on your soul. These are few declarations you have made. You come here not to make money. You come here not to meet friends. You do not come here to see who's wearing what. You do not come here to look good. You do not come here to look bad. You come here only to make a declaration that you have a soul and you have once a week, sometime, priority to feed that thing which is keeping you alive. Forget about God. Forget about everything else. Those are other pluses, which I am not willing to discuss. When you come to hear the word of the Guru, you make a solid declaration to yourself. You made a declaration, you're corrupt, I don't want to be. You made a declaration, you're corruption and depression, that I don't want to be. You make a declaration to your lies and your non-reality, I don't want to be. You make all negative forces a declaration. You tell them, I don't want to be that what you want me to be, and once a week you do it. Normally, a Sikh is supposed to do it every day, 5 times a day. You know why? If you tell sometime 5 times a day, you are not an idiot, somebody will believe you. So 5 times a day, you take a time out, that's why we read 5 Banis. If you take 5 times a day to tell your soul, I am with you, and tell your negative mind, I don't want you, some relationship will be established. It's a very practical thing. And then we read the Akhand Paath. We ask you to come. Some of you think, God, it's a punishment. Yes, it is. It's a punishment for your depression, for your negativity, for your laziness, for your freakiness. It's a punishment to all what wants to destroy you. It is.
And that's the way it is. And then sometimes you think that you have a beard and you have a turban and you are white, you look this, you look that. No, it's your declaration. I am pure, or I am trying to be pure. I am wearing the crown of my guru over my head. I am a man who is committed, who has a consciousness, who has intelligence, and I declare myself to the whole world, I am a servant of the guru. That's what this kada means. It doesn't mean a thing. Why you are carrying this piece of iron on your body? That means I have dedicated myself to my guru and I shall serve all. All means your enemies, all means people who insult you, all means people who want to destroy you, all mean people who want to cheat you, all means all. Because the basic fundamental of Sikhism is Nanak Naam Chardi Kala Tere Paane Sarbat Da Pala. We wish good to all. How can all be happy if you only try to be kind to one section and try not to be other section? You have given away the right of discrimination. You can't discriminate. You shall serve in the name of God and Guru. That's what you are. That's the fundamental start of a Sikh. For that you need lot of energy. For that you need lot of strength. For that you need lot of character. For a lot of commitment. Lot of curiosity cannot carry you through. Lot of calmness, cool. These are the fundamental requirements of a Sikh. There is a historical record that once a Sikh was on trial in the court of the Mughal king. He asked him, "Tell me your story." He told his story. He asked the prosecutor, "What is your story?" Prosecutor also told the story. He asked the prosecutor to prove it. So prosecutor brought all the witnesses to prove it. And after that, this Mughal governor told the Sikh, "You go away." He said, "Why?" He said, "You are a Sikh. I trust your story. My prosecutor has failed to tell me the story. He has convinced me of this story. And I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to be convinced. You go home. You enjoy. I'll find out the truth." Everybody was shocked. Prosecutor came to this governor. He said, "My lord, I didn't prosecute him to kill him or punish him. I prosecuted him on the facts." He said, "There's only one fact. He's a Sikh, and Sikhs do not lie." He said, "Why they don't lie?" He said, "They are not afraid of death. And any person who is not afraid of death has not to lie." He said, "Well, there are other things." He said, "They are not opportunists too. First of all, in my area, the law is if you are a Sikh, you have to be beheaded. There is no other punishment requirement. First thing I asked him, 'Who are you?' He said, 'I am a Sikh.' 'Whose Sikh you are?' He said, 'I am the Guru's Sikh.' Don't you understand? He invited death right there. Then further doesn't matter. And you have been bringing all the witnesses, all the records to prove it. But for a chance, I'll prove it to you that this man has spoken the truth. So I give you 30 days to reaffirm your story, and I'll investigate in 30 days to reaffirm my story." 28 days, governor called the prosecutor. He said, "What is the fact?" He said, "Fact is that you were right, and Sikh was telling the truth, and we were wrong." He said, "How come you were wrong?" He said, "We were telling the stories and hearing the story for those who just wanted to please us." "What about the Sikh?" He said, "He was telling the story which his conscious intelligence was telling him to please his guru. You can call it character, you can call it commitment, you can call it clarity, you can call it reality, you can call it anything, but it is nothing more than one line which Guru gave to you. Japa ad sach, jugad sach, hai bhi sach, nanak hosi bhi sach. I am not saying that you should not have feelings, you should not be commotional, you should not be emotional. I am not saying anything. I am not saying you should not be beautiful. I am not saying you should not have any fashion. I am not asking you anything. I am asking you one thing. You are ugly and dirty when your mind does not come through with clarity in reality. When people look at you very beautiful and they find you are not, it makes them angry. Therefore, you have to be beautiful in action. Ekunkar is the ultimate mantra. What it means? This creation is of one God. And Satguru Prasad, true Guru's blessing. And what is true Guru's blessing? Your action and yourself. Your now and your tomorrow, all should be well-established truth. Sri Guru Granth promises you the happiness. Whenever you take hukam, it promises you the happiness. And you feel wonderful. How can this Guru tells me I'll be happy? You don't listen. You want to read Sri Guru Granth with your emotions and with your feelings. Guru Granth is not an emotional feeling. It's not beyond emotion and feeling. From emotion and feeling, it tells you where reality is. It also tells you how to get to it. You must understand. I was asked a question, what is the difference between Sikhism and other isms? Let me go on record for my explanation. Our religions are beautiful, I have no doubt about it. I have studied them, I have practiced them, I know it. They claim all good. I have nothing wrong with that too. They are much better and they are much bigger. I have nothing wrong with that too. But they only tell you sublimation, purity of your reality, purity, nirvana, mukti. You will sit on the right side of the God. You will go to heavens. You will find God. You will get all the blessings. You will get the whole world God can give you. Sikh does not care for all that. Sikh doesn't want a thing from God, period. Sikh is a God. That's what Ek Onkar means. I am the creation of one God. Everybody lives by mind and body. Sikhs live by mind, body and soul. Difference is in priority. For some people, body is the priority. Therefore, the rasa, the juices are the priority. Some people live by their mind, their intellect, their commotion, motion, feeling is the priority. Sikh lives by his soul. God and Guru's word and his soul is the priority. All love God. God loves Sikhs. That's the difference. It's not a matter of pride. It's not a matter of speciality. It is what in the Bible is. It is what in the Quran is. It is what in the Purana is. In the beginning there was a word. Word was with God. And word was God. And Sikh bows to the word. Word of the Satguru, word of the Sikh Guru, Sri Guru, is the life forum and the priority of the Sikh. We may not be too many in quantity, but we are too much in quality. Quality always dominates quantity. spiritual quality is the biggest decoration, biggest makeup, biggest fashion, and biggest strength, and biggest source of success in this world, proven through thousands of years. And that's what Sri Guru Granth teaches. You want to be rich? You are pretty, absolutely, a living economic idiot. You can't be rich if you do not have the strength to hold richness. That's why Sri Guru Granth talks about the vanj, the vanjara and all that. Have you ever understood why? Because it does remind you, business is a profit, but get real profit. Get to reality of you. Well, people who have the altar and they lit their altar with their own soul in their own heart, and people who let bow their head to the Guru's word, God shall preside in the throne of their heart. They shall become God. It is the teaching of every religion. We are just practical about it. We do not talk much about it. We listen about it. And we live about it. And we practice about it. We are not claiming to be perfect. But perfection is not away from us. That is why Sikh Dharma has essential features of Bana, Bani, Seva and Simran. And there is no limit. Pai Kanaiya gave water to the enemy soldiers. And Guru questioned him. And he said, what difference it makes when somebody is asking in your name, he's asking in your name. I'm not going to investigate his name, his father's name, his caste, his enemy or a friend. All is you and you are all. And I have the right to give water to all. I cannot say no. It was in my practical question. A few days ago, I was asked, I have to learn say no. I was told, I was advised. And I cracked up. I said, 58 years old I am, I do not know how to say no. Now you are telling me that I should learn to say no. And the great counselor said, that's the only way you can protect yourself. I say, you are stupid. You are a living stupid. I thought you have a little wisdom, but now I'm sure you don't. 58 years I'm alive. I'm protected. And I have never said no. And now you are telling me I should learn no, I'll be protected? Don't you see me alive and well protected? He said, well, this is a spiritual realm. I said, what other realm you're talking about? Is there anything in this world which should have priority over your own soul? Over your own spirit? He said, well, certain things have demand of certain things. I said, if you are in a fever, will you go to a movie? If you have a diarrhea, will you go to a dinner? What priorities of what? He said, no. I said, you will, if you have the spirit of it. If you think there is a commitment, you got to a dinner, doesn't matter what you are, you will make it. He said, sometimes it's impossible. I say, impossible word exists for those whose soul does not shine through. People do mistakes only, feel insecure when they do not relate to their soul. And Sri Guru Granth, every minute of it, every thought of it, every side of it, every direction is direct us to the soul. That's why. And musically, look at it. In a musical fashion, rhythm by rhythm, wave like wave, it comes and creates and washes our shores of dirt and debris where our ego and our commotions and our emotions and our insecurities and our neuroses and our funny nature and whatever is building a castle. And I tell you, all is me, and me is all. I tell you a simple chant, God and me and God are one. Tell me honestly, today you are all sitting here, how many times during the day you remember it? I have seen most people have even forgotten to chant Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Sri Guru Deva Name, Vahir Ji Ka Khalsa, Vahir Ji Fateh, before starting a car. And then they blame the accidents. It's a simple science of reality that time and space shall meet to cause an accident. Desh and kaal mile, vidhi banegi. Time and space must be true, so let the thing happen. So question is, when you put the key, start the car, you have to go, right? Time has started. But you delay yourself by chanting Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Sri Guru Deva Name, Vahir Ji Ka Khalsa, Vahir Ji Ka Fateh. You will be naturally 9 to 10 feet away from that space. You will be late by this chant. So time is there to strike you. Space is not. Either God has to reprogram his whole thing, or you that day will not recite your chant. Period. I'm not saying that you will not. But if you make it a habit that you won't start, move without doing that, you will never be on the spot of accident, doesn't matter what. Now, is it a ritual or is it a reality? People do so many things to be noticed. Sikhas do nothing to notice, he's noticed right away. One day I was going through the street, 15 years ago when we came here, somebody said to me, little boy, are you a genie? I said, kinda. How are you? He said, I'm fine. I said, life is good with you? He said, yes. I said, I look like a genie to you? He said, yes. I said, I have a magic carpet also. He said, where is that? I said, one day you'll find it. Are we friends? And he ran away saying, I have made Genie a friend. He went into those houses. 15 years ago, today he's a man. He's a grown-up man. He was 7, 8 years boy that day. Now he's a man. Whenever he sees me passing me, I see him bowing on the road. Because in 15 years, he has learned who am I. I have learned who he is. And one day we met each other when I was walking. I said, hi. He said, you are not a genie, you are a holy man. It took him 15 years to say that. I loved his guts. Sometimes it takes time. And we have all the time in the world. Our era has started. We are the most ancient people. Ad such, Jugad such, Heavy such, Nanak Usi bhi such. In the beginning we were, through the Yugas we were, we are now and ever we shall be. That's what it means. It gives us the relationship with truth and with our own soul, with our reality, beyond time and space. And that's what Sri Guru Granth tells.
All Sri Guru tells in one word that if you have your spirit with you, there's nothing else you need. There was a girl who was telling me, I am lonely, I'm lonely, I'm lonely. I got so tired of this loneliness, I pulled out $20 out of my pocket. I said, here is, you won't be lonely anymore. She said, what I have to do? I said, go and get a haircut and get out of my grace. Then what I should do? I pulled another $20. I said, then go to some club, single club, and find out somebody. That's where lonely meet. She said, what should I do? I put another $20. I said, then find out somebody and take him to a dinner and rest. He will take care of you. She was clever. She returned $60 to me. She said, that's a dirty thought. I said, if you remember this is a dirty thought, then don't say you are lonely. But who I have? I say, you have God, the creator of this universe with you. You have your consciousness, the joy of this universe with you. You have the intelligence, which is itself, itself. I say, if you take all that and sit on it and make it look like nothing, you are nothing. You are in pain because whatever your gain is, you are not relating to your gain. Every person who has something, when insults it, gets to pain. It's a simple science. The entire Vedanta tells us one thing, that Shashra is called thousand petal lotus. It means your head has intuitive intelligence to be gained, but it has simple intellect. Simple. That's given to you, which will never stop, to release thousand thought per wink of the eye. You understand that? You think. Guru Nanak says, soche sochna hove, je sochi likwa. You are not born to think, you cannot think. Even you think, it is useless. And you think. No, it is thinking is with you, within you. You got to get rid of it. You think, people tell me, Kundalini Yoga should open the third eye. I said, damn it, it's wrong. Kundalini Yoga should make you possible to close the third eye whenever you want. Your third eye is all the time open. You are mentally crazy all the time. You are dreaming all the time. Daydreaming, night dreaming, side dreaming, up dreaming, right dreaming, left dreaming. You are building your dream world all the time. And if your third eye is open, this dream world will come to an end. And that science which bring the dream world to an end and bring the real world to live is called Kundalini Yoga. Because it will uncoil the relationship between you and your soul. And Sri Guru Granth said, when Kundalini Surji to Guru Ram Das, he became the Lord of the universe. And he became the king of the king and sat on the throne of Raj Yoga. Now these are the words of the Sri Guru Granth, not mine. It is said and done by the one who experienced it, who saw it. And it's recorded in the Sri Guru Granth. But when it is dormant, Surji means when it got lit. But when it's dormant, then you are a dead being. Your thought form and your dreams and your remnants of those dreams bring you tremendous amount of
insecurity. It brings you non-factuality. And that non-reality brings you no accomplishment. You feel depressed. You feel little. You feel small. You feel good for nothing, useless. And you use the word, I'm a holy man, I'm not supposed to use that word. You call yourself, I'll spell it for you, S-H-I-T. You use that word all the time. I am, this is it, that's it. That word you use all the time. Because you are not grateful. You have no gratitude. Because you are not real. Because all that expansion, which you create mental expansion, is not balanced by mental reality. It's not judged by your own soul. That's why mostly people cannot and never will be happy. When a person is 50-year-old, he acts like a 5-year-old boy, how can he be happy? Let me know. I have heard the expression, when you are 40, you are over with. Normally, ladies say, that's true. Because when you are 40, you have to live after that by wisdom, not with the charm of your commotion, emotion and beauty. You can't. Marriage is over by 7 years. Because when you get married, you have the heat of it. After that, it has come to a certain understanding, certain depth. When there's no depth in relationship, it cannot go on. Have you seen any tree in the world without roots keep going? Wisdom is not meant to be used to manipulate. Wisdom is meant to be to use to build your roots deeper and deeper and deeper, and so deep, if there's no water for years, they can so deep, they can suck the water from the source of the bottom of the earth. Man has to bring the relationship with the spirit so well that when there is all calamity, he can still shine in the reality. That's the power of his own soul. He has not to go and get it. You think by doing a prayer, you get something? I tell you, nothing. By doing a prayer, you only concentrate on your own strength. Prayer does not mean anything. Coming to Gurdwara does not mean anything. Reading the Guru does not mean anything. Only you give yourself a chance to be stronger. And person who is spiritual strong cannot be defeated. Don't believe my words. History has proven it. In the entire human history, those who have won and made a mark are those who was one with their own spirit, and their spirit was one with them. And there is no secret about it. Your claims can be any, and your life can be any. But one thing will be true, if God is recognized by you within you. If you do not recognize God within you, then God is everywhere, but not with you. Because God has a self-respect. He doesn't reside in where it is not recognized. And that's all Guru says. Somebody told me, I'm in love with a girl. I said, well, congratulations. He said, I feel kind of a pull. I said, what kind of pull? Well, in 2-3 days when she doesn't call me and doesn't talk to me, I feel weird. I feel sucked out. My guts goes out. I said, that's the best you can get in this planet. You got a best state of mind. He said, no, sir, leave me alone. You are my spiritual teacher. I said, that's what I'm saying. I'm your spiritual teacher. What a spiritual teacher. What should I tell you? Tell you what pleases you? He said, what are you saying? I said, this feeling you realize? Majority of the people don't have this feeling. Have you got your guts out and take that pole when you don't read your japji? He said, no. I said, you're not a human being. You're a cockroach. You're not a person. I said, blessed are you that you have understood that pole. So you understand there's a pole. Majority of people do not know there is a pole. But you know. Now understand that pole. If becomes the spiritual pole, you become God. Kaam is what? Kaam is lust. But this lust is the only way to God, because when kaam becomes kamana, it becomes God. Everybody is telling, get rid of desire. You all have heard this. Well, is it not a desire to meet God? Is it not a desire to relate to your soul? Is it not a desire to come to the Gurdwara? Is it not a desire to wear bana? Is it not a desire to reach your nitname? Get rid of your desire, get rid of all good things. That you don't want to do. And how many desires this intellect, this brain gives you 1,000 thought per wink of the eye. Out of that 1,000 thought, some will become emotions, some will become feelings, some will become desires, and some desire will ask to reach and achieve an object which you call achievement of my life. And after that, you will be bored, because utter desire will come, and you will achieve something else. Something else, under that weight, you will die. And Guru says in one word, alch polish sagali mohi chute tandemo. In one line, he decides all your desires. Because one desire which is real, who am I, who am I, who am I, you don't know. And that desire you have not fulfilled. You know everything, but do you know where God is? And do you know God is in you? Where in you? You know where God in you is? When you act right. When you act higher than the desire and the consciousness and the intelligence, and the domain of the entire universe, you are God. When you hold your own goodness to the height of practical reality and application, that in spite of that is a personal loss to you, you do good to others, you are God. No man can do it. And that is the beginning of a Sikh. That is where Sikhism begins. And that's what Sikh is. There are Sikhs who wants to destroy me. There are Sikhs who slander me. There are Sikhs who abuse me. Do I abuse them back? No. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. And somebody said to me, this is a Sikh who's saying this against you. I said, when you want to hunt a deer, You pretend to be dear. Don't worry what he looks like. Don't worry how sharp his arrow is. Only worry what about your shield is about. And when your shield is Guru, Aad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sat Gure Name, Sri Guru Deva Name, then what can this man do? The question was asked, we want to ask you a question. You have spread the Sikhs and Dharma. I say, I am privileged to share what I have got. Dharma was in me. I shared with everybody I met. And I shared it without discrimination. I gave it to all. Some picked it up. Some kept it. Some destroyed it. Some didn't keep it. Some left it. It is their privilege. I gave. Then why people do not like you? It's a very simple cost. If people like me, which if I give them what I have, if I give them what Guru has given me, they have to either accept it or reject it. There's no like and dislike. I say, my son, since the day I started telling people, Rat Pyari Mohe Ko Sikh Pyara Nahe, domain of contention is the law of the Guru, and the law abides above all. Since that day, those who didn't like the law of the Guru start hating. Because they want their law. And I do not want my law. Nobody is my in-law. I am married to none. Guru is the law, and what will win ultimately is the Guru's law, not mine, not yours, not ours. And Guru has spoken. There is nothing about it. Some people try to have amendments. Well, we'll be 90% Sikhs and 10% will be ourselves.
It doesn't work that way. For a Sikh, you'll be 200% a Sikh. Because when you say, I am a Sikh, just say it. Just say it, feel it. I am a Sikh. Speak in English. Say it. What do you feel? Explain it to me. What do you feel? That means when you say I am a Sikh, that means I am seeking to represent Guru's words. That's what practically it means. It's a responsibility. It's a responsibility in total. It's a responsibility in character, it's a responsibility in commitment. That's what it means. When I say I'm a Sikh, and I'm acting as a Sikh, then I'm not acting myself. Then I'm not myself. Then I'm working, acting for the sake of Guru's grace. I have a lot of grace because I act, and sometimes people recognize the kindness and they give me grace and they call me, I'm a great man. I am not. I was not great and I don't like greatness, and there's nothing more great because I have seen the greatness. I have seen Guru is great. When Guru is great, how can I be great? But I do know the greatness. This is a puzzle for you. Solve it in your whole lifetime.
First of all, you feel that knowing the great, you become great. No. Knowing the great is a great privilege, is a great joy, is a great truth. Learning the great makes you great. Practicing the greatness proves you are great. Therefore, say no to nobody. House of the Guru is open to all, even to enemies. Even to friends. Because when sun shines, it gives its light equal to all. The problem with the Sikhs today is they are seekers of the great values and their actions are small. Their talk is big. When you have a big talk, small actions, it creates ruckus. When you have big imagination, small delivering power, it creates chaos. When you have big expenses, small bank balance, your check starts bouncing. When you have too much desires and too much commotions, little relationship with your soul, you start freaking out. When you have all the desire in the palm of your hand and no relationship with your own reality, you are insane. And one word, just remember, when a man becomes egomaniac, the life for him which is a gift of God is over with. That man shall go for 8.4 million lifetimes to come to that reality again. It's not a curse, it's a truth of life. That's why population is growing and growing, because souls are not making it. And if in the divine order it gets proven that souls are not competent to make it, the whole planet Earth, like as it happens 4 times before, shall be destroyed. And start all over again. This planet Earth is just like a castle of sand. It cannot destroy bit by bit. It tries to maintain itself, but one time a big wave comes and washes away. It has happened so many times, but we do not remember that history. Sri Guru Granth reminds us that history. It tells us that history. It tells us without water nobody can live. It tells us without nourishing the earth nothing can grow. It also tells us without relating to your soul and nurturing it, you can never be happy. You want to know what the greatest corruption is? The greatest corruption is you want to nurture everything else except your own soul. You're the biggest corrupt ambiguity, liar, neurotic nonsense ever living in a human body. You're worse than the animal. You don't have the right to live, you don't have to be, and you should not be also part of this society, which is God's society. Ye jag sachche ki hai kothri, isme sachche ka hai vas. This society is of God, of the truth, and truth lives in it. And it's the most untruthful thing is when you do not relate to your own soul. You have no time for it. You have no time to read Japji. And you still, you are a G. You have time for everything else. A man whose head does not bow on the altar has a lot of alternatives, but shall never ever be happy. A man whose soul does not preside on the altar of his heart may become the greatest man, but on his grave the droppings of the pigeon shall be the landmark. A person who does not serve a man of God or learns from him, his life shall get in vain and wasteful. Nobody can change it, even the Almighty God. These are the Guru's words. Guru has spoken. And we are very privileged to learn the ultimate knowledge, ultimate fact and reality, ultimate truth. Only we have the courage. May His grace bless us that we can practice it. I just wanted to share in my last days of life with you my practical realities and my practical experience. I am very grateful to God. As I am closing my eyes slowly and gradually, and I'll be dropping this physical body to reach my home, you are getting responsibility and getting more responsible and becoming stronger and stronger day by day. I am very pleased with the fact even my enemies, who have spent all the past 18 years doing nothing but slandering, abusing and carving out assassinations, character as well as physical, are finding themselves weak. But I am also very grateful to you as I see you getting strong. Remember the words of the Guru Gobind Singh, Malech Khalsa Hosi Nas, Panth Khalsa Hosi Prakash. The Sikh who practice not purity, ugliness, shall go away, shall be destroyed, and the path of the purity shall dawn. I just want to let you know, Dharma has begun to live. Karma has eliminated itself. When you walk in the Vana, you recite the word of the Bani, you serve without discrimination, seva, and you share with people happiness at the cost of your unhappiness, that's Simran. You do not understand Simran. You think Simran is just chanting few minutes, that's not true. Simran, Nanak Naam Chardi Kala. In the name of the name you have all chanted and strength you have acquired, that is, will give you the highest spirit. Tere Pane, in thy name, Sarbat Kapala, you will wish good to all. That means, when at the situation where you are demanded to do good to others, you shall not hesitate for a second, and you shall be good to all. That is Simran. To be good is selfish. That's not Simran. That's Japa. To serve people with goodness is Simran.
And that's what Sikhism is about. It is a truth and a reality. It is a science of happiness. And I repeat again, dharma has begun, karma has ended. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa,
Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.